USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has lit a political firestorm, admitting that the administration has discussed the idea of moving migrant detainees to cities that protect illegal immigrants. He wants to bring a change to the immigration policy.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
California is home to several sanctuary cities which refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. The president's position appeared to catch DHS officials off guard. Critics say the president is using migrants as pawns to go after political opponents. Democratic presidential contender Pete Buttigieg has blasted Vice President Mike Pence's cultural and religious conservatism. Pence said they used to have a great working relationship. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A young boy is in critical condition after plunging three stories at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Witnesses say the five-year-old was pushed up the balcony.
We have a report over on the south side that someone just fell from the third floor to the first floor.
We're actively trying to figure out why this occurred, whether it was an interaction up on the floor.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide. Security is set for the big race coming up Monday in Boston. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Boston city officials held a news conference Friday on security preparations for the Boston Marathon. Mayor Marty Walsh says police staffing levels will be typical for the marathon.
We're going to maintain our normal staffing levels in our neighborhoods and throughout the city of Boston. So as we see a larger presence in Boston, we are going to be still covering all of our districts to make sure that everyone in the city of Boston is safe that day.
On Monday, Boston will host the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress is beginning its two-week spring recess with Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers at each other, as USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The fingers are being pointed because lawmakers left town without approving a disaster relief bill. The deal breaker, additional hurricane recovery funds for Puerto Rico. Democrats blame Republicans for following President Trump's refusal to approve more money for that U.S. territory, even though it's still suffering from two huge hurricanes that slammed the island in 2017. Republicans blaming Democrats for introducing bills they know the president will veto, saying that's delaying help to Midwestern states that are recovering from this year's devastating floods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president says 5G networks will transform the U.S., especially in rural America. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump delivered remarks Friday at the White House on 5G network deployment in the United States.
Cellular communications, networks, it's all about 5G now. We were 4G and everybody was saying we have to get 4G. Before that, we have to get 3G and now we have to get 5G, and 5G is a big deal and that's going to be there for a while, and I guess at some point we'll be talking to you about number 6. What do you think?
He says he wants to roll out the technology before China. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.